And my sense is you're desperately trying to not face that. You're like most people, you're desperately trying to outrun the fact of that. And that's the seduction. The seduction is, well, if I achieve this or can accomplish that, at least I know that. At least that happened. But even if you achieved your wildest dreams, you wouldn't be able to explain how you actually did it, how it came to pass. You wouldn't be able to really explain it.
Yeah.
So the upshot of all that, unfortunately, is that in a real and essential way, you are powerless. And that's why seduction happens, because nobody wants to feel that. So seduction can come because it's a good alternative. It feels comfortable. It feels better than, I really can't explain anything, and I really don't have any power over any of it. So when Nadja was up here, she said, oh, I felt powerful this week. But if you really felt what was really going on, I didn't correct you, but if you really felt what was really going on, it might have felt to you like you were powerful, but what it really means is there was a powerfulness because you weren't doing anything. You weren't trying to make anything happen. You were just enjoying what was there. You were out of the way. And that gets experienced as very powerful, but the mind turns it into, I was powerful this week. I felt powerful. But the real powerfulness is when you don't feel powerful. When you are vulnerable to the truth of you're not really powerful in the way we're always trying to convince ourselves we are. And that isn't weakness. That's facing the truth. If you could explain anything, then everything I'm saying would hold no water. Would just be nonsense. But the fact that none of us can explain anything. How am I here? What am I? Why am I here? What's going on? Why is there air? The fact that none of us can explain anything that really matters is the simple proof, and it's not bad news, that we don't have the power. I say it in shorthand, you're powerless, but it just means you don't have the power that everybody has told you since you were little and that the society says and that you come to believe you have. That's all ego. Ego means I'm powerful. The spiritual life is starting to recognize that all of that is something you tell yourself. It doesn't represent what's really going on. And when you talk, that's what I hear. What I hear is it's trying to come to you, and you're trying to outrun it. The devastation, the depression of really realizing, I don't have the power I thought I did. I can't explain anything. That's always trying to come. By the way, this isn't about Terry. That's always trying to come to everybody. The truth is always trying to get to you. And the basis of the truth is whatever you're thinking or whatever you thought you did ain't it. It's just a thought or a feeling or a perception. So it's always trying to come to you in the form of get it, experience me, that what is happening, not what you think, not you. You're not what's happening. So we're all trying to outrun it. That's what most people are doing most minutes of the day. You're just saying you're more sensitive to it than the average person. You feel that something is trying to get you, but you get seduced. This simply means I don't want to be got. I'm not ready yet to face that I actually can't explain anything, that I don't have the answer.
I know that what you're saying definitely applies to me.
It applies actually to everybody.
Just, I don't think I've made myself as clear as I wanted to.
So go ahead, make yourself as clear as you know how.
that choice with the, you was talking about the allowing and actively allowing, and that appears to me anyway to be a very real choice. Mm-hmm. That